In Karbala, Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib tried his best to guide people, but his words were not affecting them. Sometime Abu Abdullah used to put the turban of Rasulullah on his head to remind them that I am the grandson of Rasulullah. Sometime he used to bring Quran in his hand to guide them. Sometime he used to bring Ali ibn al-Asghar toward them to guide them. And sometime he used to come and he used to give sermons saying, Anabnu Fatimatu Zahra, I am the son of Fatimatu Zahra. You have grudge against Ali, but my mother is Fatima. But none of these sermons were affecting most of them. What was the reason? But finally, when Hussein was tired, he said, Do you know why my words are not affecting you? The reason is that your stomach is filled up of haram. When your stomach is filled up of haram, even if Imam al-Masum is advising you and doing nasiha to you, that nasiha is not gonna be affecting at all. Ill-gotten money, the haram income, the haram morsel, doesn't matter. The morsel is haram itself, or the income is haram itself. Some people, they earn halal, but they end up eating haram because they don't see what they are buying from the shops. And some people, they earn haram and they try to eat something halal while they are eating haram. Be aware of what you're eating. Be aware of what you're putting on the table. Be aware of what you're giving to your kids. There is a hadith saying, morsel of haram will show its effect in the generations. It is not saying it will show its effect in your child. No, in your generations. This is why there is a hadith saying, if you drink one sip of wine will show its effect in your 7 generations. The morsel of haram is like a cancer. It will destroy you from inside. What you're eating is actually the fuel of your body. If you put water instead of fuel in the car is not going to take you anywhere. Exactly in the same way, if you are giving haram to your children and to yourself as well, this is the fuel for your body and your soul as well. So this fuel which you have given to yourself and your children, now these legs are not going to take you toward the mosque and Husseiniyah. Why? Because you have given it haram. Sometimes people are complaining why my son is not coming toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why my daughter is not doing all those stuff that I've trained her. Why? Why they are doing unethical stuff while I brought them up in different way. The reason is this, you brought them up in different way, but remember, you did not provide them the halal morsel, the halal income.